This is another story where commerce, the desire to trade, to make profit, was the driving force of the spread of British influence abroad. Or at least that's how the story begins. I'm northeast of Glasgow now. I'm heading through a little place called Kinross. And I'm here on the trail of a nabob, one of those Brits that made his fortune in India in the early years of the British Empire. His name was George Graham. And he was the second son of an Edinburgh merchant. And the fact that he was a second son, I think, is historically interesting. Back then, it was always the eldest born that inherited the family estate, the family business. Second sons had to make their own way in the world. They were natural adventurers. And Scotland, at least metaphorically, was a land of second sons. You see, in the century after the Union, it was the English who took all the best jobs in government, in law, so thousands of young Scots were forced abroad to seek their fortune, and Graham was one of them. He went first to Jamaica to try his luck on the plantations and failed, and then he tried India, where his fortunes changed quite radically.
The story of British involvement in India begins early in the 17th century, when the first English merchants set up trading posts, first in the southeast, then in Calcutta on the Bay of Bengal. They worked for a private company, the East India Company, licensed by the Crown to import tea, silks, spices, commodities much in demand in Britain in the 17th and 18th centuries. And for decades, the company traded with Indian merchants in peace, on an equal footing. Company men adopted local dress, some married Indian women. But as the years went by, the influence of the East India Company grew, until by the mid-18th century, British merchants ruled most of India.